basically we was in the Cleo coverage. You know, they were in a high low route. You know, basically he just threw it to the flat and I broke on the ball.
You kind of bait him in that? You kind of see that coming?
I mean, we was talking about on the sideline that he liked to lock on and just stare down the receiver. And I told my coach what they was attacking us in. And he just told me one time, just sit on it, just take it.
You know, as soon as you caught it, you're going to score.
Oh, yeah.
How big was that to come into halftime, you know, off of that play?
I think it was big. I think it gave us some momentum. And it kept everybody playing hard.
What did it feel like to see all that green grass between you and the end zone as soon as you caught it?
It felt great, to be honest. It felt great. I was fortunate to make a play on it. Just got to continue.
Chuck, I've been talking about the stop on the goal line. You got the first hit on Anderson. Just what you saw on the play as you went
through. I saw everybody blocked down, and the running back tried to bounce. And it's like every day in practice when we do goal line, I always tell my big guy, you know, I be joking around to force it to me. And it just so happened that they forced it to me this game. I just came up with a stop.
What about the strip?
The strip? I think it was just a great play by me, knowing what's coming, and he had the ball in front of him, you know, no ball security. So I just went at the ball instead of trying to make the tackle.
I mean, you've been around a decent amount now. What was the sense? From the outside, did you get a sense of how few people thought you were going to stay?
Oh, man, I mean, it's cool. I like that. Yeah. I'm going to make them pay one time, so it don't matter. I embraced it. Me and DT had a nice battle, and I'm just continue to get better.
What the, when you have a game like this, you almost think where has this been, you know, for the whole team? Where has this been the first 5-6 weeks?
I mean, you know, we've been through some ups and downs. First quarter is out the way. We're on the second quarter, and everybody just coming in, working hard, and man, we just believe in Coach Matt. Each and every day, he pushed us to work hard, and we just came out of fault tonight.
Did you sense how, you know, there's a lot around McAdoo, this week, you know, a lot of pressure on him and everything like that. What do you mean by you believe in Coach Mack?
I mean, you got to understand, he don't play the game, you know what I'm saying? We play the game as players, he's coach. Unfortunately, we started 0-5, and it's just like, you know, we got to pick up the slack to where we got to play better. We can't point fingers at offense, defense, or the head coach. It's just everybody as a collective unit.